This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things happening. Jobs report, though, for May is dismal. 75,000, big miss. Wage gains are cool, but they're gains. But unemployment is still at a record low. So that just I want to get the other news out of the way because we have so much going on here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. And we are exploding. Happy to have you with us. A lot of top stories going around right now. And of course, the big one is the invasion is on. It's June 7th. And, you know, we just celebrated, we just memorialized, we reflected and we remembered about how we freed Europe. We invaded Europe and freed them, gave them freedom and liberty. They've been enjoyed that for, 75 years now? 74, since the end of the war. It goes into what I was talking about a number of days ago about the Potsdam meeting when you had Churchill and Stalin and Truman and De Gaulle, right? This is after World War II had ended. Potsdam, Germany, right outside of Berlin, not very far from there. They had this meeting. Now, Potsdam is kind of like, it's kind of interesting now, at least in 92 when I was there. It was a bombed out, rubbleized city. I mean, basically rubble. Because in 1992, from the war, you see, the Ruskies did not like the Germans, and they were occupying East Germany. The Cold War was on up until 1989 when the wall fell. By the way, we're going to have a 30th anniversary coming up in November. 30 years since the wall fell. We'll be talking about that. Now, the other thing that is, I think, absolutely incredibly important is that what Churchill said. He at this basically takeaway for the Potsdam meeting, which was basically, how are we going to divide up? How are we going to change Europe, right? We're going to carve it up. How are we going to carve up the world? We have Japan. The war just ended with Japan. Truman dropped the nukes on Japan. So now they all get together. They all have a big confab in Potsdam. And what does Churchill say? He says, hey, all we have done, he says, oh, I'm afraid that all we have done is kept the world at peace for the next 50 years. Meaning that that's the insurance policy. All that sacrifice. He looked at it all and says, this is all going to come back again. We bought time, maybe 50 years, before we see these turns of events again. I say that right now because, you know, we've been living on the margin of that insurance policy for a long time, 25 plus years, or 24, 24, 25. But now it's here. It's back. The same evil that brought us World War II, in which we had to go across the sea to stop it because we didn't want it here. But now it's here. That same evil is here in our country. We're being invaded. Hello? We're being invaded. So D-Day plus one. That's the way I title this whole show today. D-Day plus one. It's on, baby. Full on invasion. You've got people up and down in the government that are absolutely dirty, filthy. They're helping and aiding and abetting the illegals inside our own government. And now we find out ISIS is here officially. We get an official report yesterday that they actually did apprehend an ISIS person. And this person was at the border, apprehended, and boy, did they debrief him. I bet they did. Waterboarding anyone? And boy, did they learn a lot. And it's the same stuff. We predicted, we said, starting in 2012, 13, and 14, and of course we were called all the names in the world as a result. But, you know, our intelligence was very, very strong. We knew this in 2008 and 9 and 10. We had an agreement with the American Land Forces Institute, as the Inside Education Show, then Agenda 21 Radio. And we were getting great intelligence about what was going on at the border. And they actually were called in to help out the Texas Rangers in Texas at the time to figure out, wait, what about these OTMs? Oh, what's that? Other than Mexicans coming across the borders. This is 10 years ago, guys. There was a problem with the OTMs 10 years ago invading our country. But because of the duplicity, because of the treasonous behavior of people, even in the Border Patrol, the agents will tell you this. You know, it's not like we just sit around on a log, and we're just the bumps there doing nothing. We talk to these people. We have agents that talk to us. Are you kidding me? So this is solid intelligence work that's been done for a long time. These threats are real. They've been coming across. Oh, now and today we catch one a couple days ago. And they debrief him and they find out all kinds of things about his behavior, what he was being groomed for, where he was trained. Honduras, anyone? Who was training him? Oh, the CIA was mentioned as training these ISIS guys? Shocking. Shocking. I am so shocked to learn that ISIS is now here in our country in a big way and been trained by our CIA. Shocking. Must be the John Brennan portion of the CIA that lingers throughout the CIA. Get it? John Brennan was a plant. Look at him today. Treason. Treason staring that guy right in the face, and he knows it. We're at war, guys. Like it or not, it's a war. We're being invaded. D-Day plus one. I mean, we can go back and do the history about D-Day plus one. What was going on in France? A lot of things. There was a beachhead established, but a lot of things were going on. But here's the deal. This is our country right now. We're being invaded. Now, why am I so excited about this invasion thing? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Again, it shows you that what I'm about to tell you, is that the problem is that these people are here to replace us, and they get special treatment. And what is the special treatment that we're starting to see now with these folks? Oh, they get to fly free. Illegal immigrants allowed to fly without any photo ID, TSA says. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that? What possibly could go... I mean, and where is anybody trying to stop it? Gee. And, of course, what do they want from us to fly, the citizens? Blood. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too, gold crowns and bridges, also scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion, 438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices, 755 coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
focused on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Oh, and we're back. We're back screaming at you. Well, why not? Wake up. Listen, everybody's awake on the East Coast, right? It's just a little bit after 9 o'clock. Wake up. Wake up. And by the way, there will be this Sunday slam, 1 o'clock. The email is paul@a21r.com. I'll repeat that. Repete, s'il vous plaît. paul@a21r.com. Don't you feel sort of Frenchified after yesterday's D-Day? Wasn't that a great performance by Donald J. Trump? It's excellent. Absolutely excellent. By the way, once again, we've awakened, and Donald J. Trump is still our president, much to the chagrin of Nancy Pelosi. Now, why is she such a hanger-oner, right? She's like the booger you can't get rid of. Well, for those that have that issue. Well, now we all have the issue because she is the booger we can't get rid of. Now, she has been around. She's on a mission from God. Clearly she is. She's out there yelling and screaming that, how appropriate, right, for a radio show that we're out here yelling and screaming at you. Getting you kind of used to the yelling and screaming of a Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, you have to go back for us at Agenda 21 Radio, because it is Agenda 21 Radio after all. And we are all about America's agenda for the 21st century. America, us, that's what we are about. We're not about the United Nations. We're antithetical to that. I know that's a big thing. But here's my deal, ladies and gentlemen, is that the crazies that are out there, the absolute crazies that are out there, like Nancy Pelosi, who are the radicalized communist that she is, which is what she is. She's a communist. You can't say anything else. She's got the whole ideology about herself. She's all in on United Nations Agenda 21. She's a totalitarian. This is what totalitarians do. She's not a reasonable person. She's irrational at best. She's got issues with her eyes. She's like Trump. She's crazy. She acts crazy. She behaves crazy. But what is she really doing in all that? She's continuing to promote totalitarianism. That's really what she's doing. This is the woman who stood in the well of the House and came up with House Rescon Resolution, 353. This is October 1992 she did this. And, of course, what happened in June of 1992? It was the Rio de Janeiro meeting that brought about United Nations Agenda 21. And we were signing on to it. We were actually making it into law. It's just soft law. You don't have to, this is the thing about United Nations Agenda 21 and all the plans and everything that go with it. It's just soft law. That's all it is. It's just soft law. Yeah, it's soft law. It's diversionary. But then she makes it real law. And, of course, now everything about the United Nations plan is coming to fruition. Borders are a problem with the United Nations. No, they want one world order. They want one global governance, centralized government out of Brussels, by the way. No America for you. So we have to disintegrate, destroy our borders. That's exactly what the tactic is. And how are they doing that? They're using human beings to flood us. And they fix the system inside. So you have about 30-some years and by which you can invade the system and get the right people in the right places in the right federal programs. TSA, anyone? How many people in the TSA are totally compromised that we're allowing, and who gave the order to allow illegal immigrants to fly on airplanes? without ID. One law for them, one law. They're lawless. They come across and they break the law and they're completely lawless. And that's okay for them, but not for us. We can't be lawless. We just can't go step on an airplane. No, be shot. But they can with their diseases. I mean, look at these people are not healthy folks. And they're being put in the confines of airplanes and flown around. All you're doing is putting people in inoculating with some of their germs. Germs, there you go. Bacteria, virus, molds, fungi, that sort of thing. Get it? That's the problem. That is the big problem. So one law, set of laws for you and no laws for me. How's that working for everybody? Yet no one's doing anything about it. No one. Nope. Not one thing. We called out the military, nothing happened. Now we got the tariff thing going on. We're trying that angle. And everybody's pushing back, including Republicans. Can you believe that? What a bunch of morons. Again, we're culling the herd. Is Mitch McConnell up for a vote? I mean, is he running this year? I think he's got two more years. Good God, that guy has got to go. And then there's Rand Paul coming out again. Listen, anybody who's against these tariffs is against this country, period. End of subject. And I will not affiliate my name, my radio, nothing with these folks again. Because this is a full-on invasion, stupid idiots. Get it? Have some sense about yourselves. No, listen, I know when you're on the East Coast and you're in Washington, that, oh, no, it's different out there. Paul, you're just overreacting. Really? Okay, let's run some numbers. Even now, the people at Fox and Friends, they're shocked, even more shocked over the invasion. Where were those folks 6 months ago complaining and shocked about all this stuff? Huh? Wasn't too much of a crisis then. Well, they'll say, oh, it's always been a... No, it wasn't. Never with you guys for a long time. Calling people like myself is a hysteric and all the other names we got. Yeah. Oh, we can't have him. We can't... You know, he's got too much... well, now even Rush Limbaugh sees it's a crisis. Shocking. Really? D-Day plus one. And they're just flying them around, no IDs, no nothing. I wonder if they even get checked, you know, screened at all. Do they have a bomb on them? How many illegal aliens have bombs on them? Gee, I don't know. Do they have bombs? Well, let's see. Some of those guys that come from other than Mexico... You know, that maybe come from the Middle East, like Pakistan or Qatar or Saudi Arabia, might in fact be ISIS folks, trained up by the CIA, armed by the CIA, and paid for by the CIA. And we should be shocked by that, don't you think? These war fighters that are coming across the border right now, what are we going to do with them? Well, I don't know. Just let them kill Americans. That's it. That'll be okay, right? Listen, it's okay to have all these mass shootings and no one figures it out. What about Las Vegas? Was that a beta test for what is the future of these folks? Now, we've long known what their game plan is. We've been talking about this for years, and this is why we're just crazy as loons, because we've known the game plan. We've told you the game plan, and guess what? Shocking, the game plan's here. We'll be back. We're a little unhinged today. After all, it is D-Day plus one.
Here we go! Hello, Cold War.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, with all the hype and hoopla that we've been having... Yes, I'm sorry, it's screaming in my head. Okay, get ready. Illegal immigrants allowed to fly without any photo ID, TSA says. They're so proud of themselves, those good old communists in the TSA. We have to root these people out, by the way. That's the next thing. I can't wait until we start doing that. By Laura... Why did they post this? Okay, Laura... Weidnizer, this is a military, was it Military Today or something like that? This is an article, and I think there was actually, I think, a couple of days ago, Hannity covered this, maybe. As I recall, I was listening in the car, you know, I got this car thing going on. It says the Transportation Security Administration has been allowing illegal immigrants to fly without providing any forms of identification, a new report says. Oh, a new report's out. This makes it so much more sterile, doesn't it? Since December 2018, TSA has permitted illegal immigrants released from custody to board domestic flights without having any of 15 forms of identification typically required for airline travel, the Washington Examiner reported exclusively on Thursday. The TSA spokesperson... told the Washington Examiner that illegal immigrants could fly without identification as long as they provide a Department of Homeland Security form I-862. There's the key way. That form is provided to immigrants who have applied for asylum, passed a credible fear assessment, and could wait up to 5 years for a federal judge to decide their case. No, really? The form can serve as identification because it is only issued after a background check has been conducted on the applicant while in federal custody, the spokesperson noted. Wow. No photo ID. Uh-huh. Says the TSA's website lists 15 forms of identification acceptable to travel, which are driver's license or other state photo ID card issued by Department of Motor Vehicles or equivalent, U.S. passport, U.S. Oh, by the way, we have to now have a passport to get on the plane, right? Yeah. DHS Trusted Travel Cards, Global Entry, Nexus, Sentry, and Fast, U.S. Department of Defense ID, including IDs issued to dependents, Permanent Resident Cards, Border Crossing Card, Federally Recognized Tribal Issued Photo ID, HSPD 12 PIV Card, whatever the heck that is, Foreign Government Issued Passport, Canadian Provincial Driver's License or Indian and Northern Affairs Canada Card, Transportation Worker Identification Credential, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Employment Authorization Card, I-766, and U.S. Merchant Mariner Credential. Well, you know, I mean, you know, why would a mariner want to fly, right? Some people don't know what a mariner is. Okay, we'll leave it at that. However, Form I-862 is not listed as an acceptable form of identification, and it isn't provided until 180 days after approval of a credible fear claim. A U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services official told the Washington Examiner that Form I-862's sole purpose is to tell applicants when to appear in court, and it cannot authorize applicants to travel. Shocking. But it's okay. See, there's the insider business, right? TSA accepts identification documentation issued by other governmental agencies, which is validated through the issuing agency. All passengers are then subject to appropriate screening measures, the TSA said in a statement to the Washington Examiner. Shocking. Shocking. I know I'm going to be shocked by the next line, too. Republican Representative Steve King tweeted Wednesday. Here we go. The tweet's going to stop it all. This Twitter thing. Illegals enter the U.S. every day with no ID. Until recently, DHS didn't even fingerprint those under 14. But has flown illegals of all ages to every state. No way they have valid IDs. If fly commercial, TSA has to be waiving the valid ID requirement. So everybody just, there it is. Right? There it is. There it is. There it is. It says here, this is a Steve King tweet. It says, illegals enter the U.S. every day with no ID until recently, blah, 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 blah. It says, illegal immigrants have to use form, blah, blah, blah. In 2014, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council, Sean Moran, told Fox, KFOX 14, that Border Patrol, this is in El Paso area, I believe, that Border Patrol agents had observed TSA agents accepting the I-862 form and allowing the immigrants to fly. Oh, don't you hate it when this happens? These documents are easily reproduced on any type of copier or home computer. They have no photographs. So there's really no way to verify that the person holding them is actually who they say they are, Moran told KFOX at the time. We're just concerned that the commercial transportation system could be exploited by somebody claiming to be another person. Really? You think? We're just concerned about that. A little problem. to be concerned about. So, day one, D-Day plus one, right? D-Day plus one. Where's all this coming from? Has anybody really wanted to think it through where this invasion is coming from? Because this is what this is, a very well orchestrated, very well coordinated design. That's why it's out of control. That's why, you know, that's why we've been doing New California. That's exactly why what we've been telling people is, hey, wait a minute. This isn't quite like we thought it was going to be. This is not part of the trip now, is it? No, it's not. This is not, listen, this is like stoner logic, as we call it. Why do, let's say, I mean, so you're the logical person. And I again, you're not stoned because, you know, it's, and Utah wants to legalize police officers to use medical marijuana. Are you kidding me? So now you can have real stoner, don't go to Utah. Especially a guy with a gun with on marijuana. That's what that's going to be? Are you kidding me? With the high-content THC? Armed and dangerous. Of course, there's, again, if you're a police officer in Utah, you can be stoned with a gun. The citizen there can't be stoned with a gun. Now, that's, see, I think that that's a civil rights violation right there, don't you? Just an example of the other part of the invasion. Well, where are you going to stand in all this? That's the key thing. Where are you going to stand? I mean, we could talk about it all day long on the radio till I turn blue, and many times during the day I turn blue. But until you get out and do something, this is just going to continue. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Scott Bennett's going to be joining us here in the next hour. Yeah, a lot to talk about with Scott Bennett about all these issues. the guy is just ubiquitous right now. He's being hounded by the media, of course. Certainly hounded by us here at Agenda 21 Radio. We hound him all the time. He needs good hounding. That's the way we look at it. We'll just hound that guy. I'm just saying. Okay. Unhappy with HEO? No, we don't talk about that. Culture wars. Spike Lee calls for Hollywood to shut it down in Georgia. No racism and bigotry by Spike Lee. He's not a racist bigot, but he acts like one. It's like he plays one in the movies, but he's really not, you know. Spike Lee has always been a racist. Okay, here's a big one. In the radio business, anyway, we'll kind of chime the fate on this one. And by the way, the call-in line is 215-867-8255. Video UPS pepper sprays dog calmly sitting in front porch. Great. That's nice. America's rural radio stations are vanishing. It's true. That's very, very true. They're vanishing. Yeah. Who wrote this? What is this group? G. What's G mean? You know, you pull up these websites, you think they got a great story, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. Oh, The Guardian. Gee, The Guardian. Okay, all right. I get it. It says, America's rural... It says, America's rural radio stations are vanishing and taking the country's soul with them. At a time when local newspapers are disappearing, the loss of a radio station leaves a community with another cultural and informational gap. This is by Debbie Weingarten in Wilcock, Arizona. Never been there. I've been to most every place in Arizona, too. When I arrived at the radio station, Mark Lukey is standing in the doorway, looking out at the spitting winter rain. I thought he was... This guy kind of looks like he'd spit a lot. I mean, just, you know, that's what I was thinking. He was spitting, but it's rain that's spitting, and that's Arizona rain, by the way. He's slim and stoic, with sad, almost haunted eyes. The first thing he asks is if I'd like to see the dungeon. Who wouldn't, she says. Lukey pulls on a Steelers jacket and a baseball cap over brown hair that falls halfway down. Oh, we don't need all that stuff. Says, out there, 90 miles east of Tucson, so that's why it is. I haven't been that part of Arizona much. The desert is a long sweep of brush, the color of beach sand. Lukey seems to split through the rainy day like a ghost. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The radio station, whose call letters are KHIL, has long been the daily soundtrack for this frontier town, population 3,500, that prides itself on its cowboy culture and quiet pace of life. But 6 decades after the founding of the station, the property is in foreclosure with utility disconnect notices coming nearly every month. Aha. Small town radio is fizzling nationwide as stations struggle to attract advertisement dollars and as station's owners are forced to sell media conglomerates snap up rural frequencies for rock bottom prices for the sole purpose of relocating them to urban areas. In a more affluent market, they can be flipped for a higher price. With limited frequencies available, larger broadcasters purchase as many as possible, especially those higher in the dial, in a race not too dissimilar to a real estate grab. That's all it is. I mean, that's true. It is a real estate grab. The dungeon turns out to be benign. It's just an original radio station building. Lukey explains that country music star Tanya Tucker used to hang out here with the jocks. This was before she recorded Delta Dawn at the age of 13 and left Wilcox to produce a slew of hits. Oh, really? That's kind of interesting. A little history. This is really interesting radio history. I mean, we have several stations that are these small ones, but they're disappearing. And it's really, I got to tell you, from my standpoint, doing radio shows on these small, it's very high maintenance from my standpoint, being, you know, doing our radio show, but then, you know, when we shut off the air and you got to think about distribution and get them on, it's a pain. And I know, but people want to syndicate, you know, that sort of thing. But then, you know, syndication. Yeah, right. This is Tanya Tucker, and you're listening to the station I've always listened to when I was a kid, says Wilcox. Except for a washing machine and a stacking radio conductors, the dungeon is empty. From here, in a feat of electrical wiring, several radio stations, four of which are run by Lukey, are connected to the 5,000-volt radio tower behind the dungeon and pushed into the sky. Cahill was founded in 1958 by Rex Allen, who gained notoriety as the last of the singing cowboys. On the silver screen, the Arizona cowboy could be seen strumming a guitar from the back of his horse until the genre came to a close in 1954. He would go on to narrate a plethora of Disney movies, including Charlotte's Web, and for years was the voice behind Ford Truck and Purina Dog Chow commercials. He died in 1999 and is now immortalized by a statue right there. Wow. They're closing up shop, just like newspapers are. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This article is really a great article about rural radio stations. And what's happened is that there's really been a consolidation of these rural stations. And I've seen it myself. People come in and they buy up large, the good frequencies and all that stuff, and they can basically fly by wires, I would call it, literally. When you buy up all these radio stations in certain areas, what they do is they consolidate the signals and they consolidate the streaming information that comes from, let's say, if you're in Arizona, your signals now, the station's going to get bought up, I'm sure. The signal would probably come out of, let's say, Pennsylvania. And you have people putting together the show in Pennsylvania. It gets shipped off to this provider, and pretty soon Arizona, in the small community, is listening to Pennsylvania local news. And this is a problem because the identity of these communities hangs with these radio stations. No question about it. Small communities, rural communities, have their identity shaped around radio stations, and it's a dying art. And it's dying art because, in fact, the economy, the economics, just isn't there. You can't get the sponsorship like you think you can get in a radio environment like that. So there's different ways that radio people like myself, you have to look at other ways to get advertising, get money coming in to sustain yourself, because this is a business, and after all, and if you can't have an audience in a local area that is going to be able to foot the bill for the economics of it all, you're just doing it for love of it, and of course that is very, very expensive personally, I can tell you it is. But it's a dying genre, and what they're concerned with is that communities as a whole in the rural areas are losing their identity. See, and this plays into what we do with New California. You know, one of the things that we've lost identity in the rural areas because we've lost representation. When they decided to do with Reynolds versus Sims, and they decided to go with senators have to represent populations, and senators lost their identities in counties, they went to districts instead. And that's why in one of our districts up here, we've got a senator representing 11 counties. Or 9 full counties and 2 partial counties. And that's loss of identity for all of those counties right there. So continued loss of identity through the loss of radio. Anyway, We can put a stop to that. There's easy ways to do that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.